Well, Claire, good morning. The trial of Paddy Jackson and Stuart Olding, Blaine McElroy and Rory Harrison has had a profound impact, as you know, across the country and internationally. All four were acquitted on all charges after a relatively short period of reflection by the jury. And this verdict notwithstanding, we at the Rape Crisis and Sexual Abuse Counselling Centre, which covers Sligo, Leitrim and West Cavan, we want to acknowledge the impact on everybody who has followed this trial in the media. It's been a protracted sexual crime case with considerable public attention, stretching almost daily over almost 2 months. And I suppose today we want to respond in particular to survivors of sexual violence. And we want to say to survivors of sexual crime that when you need us, or when you are ready to talk about what has happened to you, that we will be there for you. And most importantly, I think it's really important for us to say that we will believe you. We also believe that an experience of sexual violence is not a life sentence and that recovery is possible for everybody. We believe that no matter what the circumstances, sexual violence is never the survivor's fault. And we believe that survivors should be able to access the support that they deserve. And I'm happy to say that we have a range of supports available here for people. You know, while we can support clients through the legal system as necessary, it's important for me to say that we are separate from the legal system. And we do offer a free accompaniment service for survivors who wish to report or even to have a conversation with a Garda about reporting. And if the case does proceed, we can accompany people to every court case. Our service, I suppose, here at the centre primarily focuses on recovery. And to that end, we offer a free one-to-one counselling service for survivors and also for their supporters. In 2017, we provided over 1,200 hours of counselling to more than 110 people in the Sligo, Leitrim and West Cavan area.
And do you think it will, I know there's a lot of reports in the media that it could deter women from coming forward to report rape cases. Do you think that could be the case?
Look, Claire, we don't know. But, you know, we don't know whether it will deter people from coming forward. We would sincerely hope that this verdict will not deter people from coming forward for help. Not every sexual violence case ends up in court. However, people can still be helped, and that's really important for us to say that, and they can survive the trauma of what they experienced. Our counsellors here are specially trained to deal with sexual violence trauma. The centre has a wealth of experience and is available free of charge to people who need it. So we would encourage people to come forward.
And I know you mentioned there really the advice, but anyone who is a victim of rape or sexual violence, as you said there, you'd urge them to come forward, and you have a range of services there, as you mentioned.
We do. I'd also say that, you know, the location and contact details of the nearest sexual assault treatment unit can be found on hse.ie, but the nearest one for us here in the Northwest is in Letterkenny, and you know, we are free to assist people throughout that whole process. If people want to contact us directly, we operate a part-time local helpline on which people can leave a message, and the number is 1800 750 780. But, you know, people can also email us directly if they're not ready to speak to somebody. They can email us at info@srcc.ie.